Okay, Raposa, when we left off, we're talking about a cut on being Conan. Print up words for myself when we left off. Here we go. Okay, we're talking about a cut on being Conan. It's a coffin is clearly Conan. Everyone agrees the coffin is Conan for himself. That's the fortune of Aragomera. Is that me, Dolraita, or is that me, Drabonan? Was a big machloket, but we saw, I think, the majority of the men to be shown. You know, they have to count everyone. Tosus, the Rambam, and others said that a coffin is Conan for himself, me, Dolraita. How do we deal with the Gemara in the fifth paragraph, which says it's only the Kana of Darki Shalom? So we saw to Shito Yilchid, this just recap, the Ritva in his second day said, oh, really, if Kana is pulling from himself, we don't think the only case of Darki Shalom is when he picked up a Matthias, he won't be Kona for his father, based on the Gemara in Bo-Mathia. And the Shach, also Shito Yilchid, even though he is that. It's right. Who says that really Thomas Cohen is coming from South Mito Raita, and the parent is one of Smart Cohen, who's currently at the age of Torres Orco Eggles and Oko Pot, and here's where the opinion we were in when we left off. Mainstream show, the mainstream majority opinion, you know, this is where the shot took, the shot. The whole person said this, and now I'm going to argue the majority mainstream opinion, certainly this was found in the post before him. Based on Tosfos, and that depends on not if they're not there. If someone is being mocked at the company, Tony Norris, if the company is in the street and would be mocked to him, that is only Darki Shalom. Okay. The inspiration for that was the Gemara in the first paragraph of Messiah when it came to a Chatur She'ena Mishkameres. Something called my Chatur, the Chatur is not committed. So if it's the Tia, I'm the Kona. If it's not, the Paris Machna, someone else is giving to me, I am the Kona. So you see from there that not the Paris Machna makes a difference. And so too, by cutting down the Paris Machna makes a difference. We asked why, right, this is a Hakira. The Rav makes this Hakira, I found before in the Mekushik made this Hakira. I'm sure you find that. Why does not the Paris Machna make a difference? Let us take a mainstream approach, right? The mainstream data is that really not a Paris Machna. The Kapan is Kona. That is aimed at a Paris Machna, such as the Tia. Then it's only Darki Shalom. And remember, of course, the Rahulim in the midst of Poker Realty is not even Kona Mishan Darki Shalom. It's just that you have to let him keep it, Mishim Darki Shalom, but it doesn't actually belong to him. So why does Dr. Kersmach to make a difference? So one opinion we saw was the Ktos, based on a couple we showed him in Daf Mem Aleph, make a diok from the Mocher Diok, from Bar Master Daf Mem Aleph. They say, forget about Kotham. Let's say I give you something, and you don't intend to acquire it, right? Like in the case of Ravana, theoretically, I would have given him the land, and he thought it was already his. I have mind to give you the land. You think it's already yours. So you don't have intention to be Kona, but I have intention to be not this. Says the Raven to the Ktos and the Yad Rama very clearly that we saw ourselves on the Makor sheet. What does he say here? Gaza, even though someone who does a Kinyan Chazak on land thinking it's already theirs, they have no Das to be Kona, does not work. Answers the government of Dasa Rismakhna, so shiny, the kind of ones off on the floor, but Dasa Rismakhna is different. Okay, says the Ktos doesn't quote the government, the Ktos quotes the Raivir, says the exact same thing. He says, if the Kona doesn't have in mind to be Kona because he thinks it's already his, he quotes the Raivir, who says that Dasa Rismakhna works, and as the Ktos explains very nicely, he says, he has a nice line here. He says, okay, where's his?
Can't find that line, but he says that when you have das kol net, you don't need, when you have das mak net, you don't need das koneb matana apilu gur kavana lezichia. So why does das
akiras makna work? How does das akiras makna work? One opinion is so alpin the abrama and the ravid says if you have das makna, you don't need das konet.
And they prove that from nothing to do with the kata. The, however, the Maharam Sheikh brings up here another possibility. The Maharam Sheikh right here in our sugya makes a hakira. He says that what's the reason for Rav Yehuda? Did das akiras makna have a kimo only al gabav the isle kabbada? We have a concept earlier in our second of gufa omen al gabav. That concept applies a few places where you need a certain kavanah, and a kavanah can have kavanah, the gufa omen al gabav, that is good enough. There's a lot to say about that concept in and of itself. But let's just take it at face value. What that means is that a katan is not smart enough to understand certain things, but if the gufa guides him, then the gufa can help him understand things. Right? We have, for example, on a katan cannot write the get, but the gadol guiding him, gadol amen al gavav is good enough.
So suggest. The Maharam Sheikh makes this
hakira. He has two tzadim. To this hakira. The Rav seems to have the same hakira, although I think it means something slightly different. He says either lo ba'ina das kone, you don't need das kone, or you need das kone, but the das akiras is mashlim the das kone. Oh, that means the same thing.
But maybe you can say that you do need das kone. But Gadol Omid Al Gavav, Al Gavav creates Das Konet.
Okay, classic Hakira, how do you solve the problem of not having something? You either have the need for it, or you create circumstances where you can have it. Right? So is it that we have Das because he's being guided by the Das Akiras Makna, or that you don't need Das because Das of one party is, what do you mean Das of one party is enough? If I'm selling you my horse for 1,000 shekel, Das of one party is not good enough. You need your Das to give up the horse and your Das to give up the 1,000 shekel. That's clear. But here we're not talking about an exchange doing to run away. Give me something for free. When you're giving something for free, as long as the dots of the person who's giving it, you don't also need the dots of the person who's receiving it. It's a no-brainer for them, and there's no intelligent decision necessary on their part. Therefore, the cause of the fight would be you need someone with that. You can't have a kidney without this. But if you're giving a friend to a friend, you don't have to get it off without his dots. No, you need his dots, but I have to have his dots. So here, I'm giving this to you, take it, and now he can understand better because I am guiding him.
Really, I think assuming that Kavana and Das are the same thing. I mean, Kavana might not be the same as Das.
Ah, okay. So you're saying very, very well, which is that the Joel only wants to ahead of us. This is the famous Tilak. Rabbi Chaim says very nicely in Hilchos Yibam HaChalitza, right? I think that's one of the nice presentations of Tilak. There might be Kavana and Das. Das meaning commitment to creating a certain transaction, as opposed to kavana meaning just knowing what I'm doing. The difference being das is when I'm creating something, kavana is when I'm just doing something that leads to a result. And we only find gadol amen al gavav in shas by kavana and not by das, Joel's telling us, and that is true. So it's a big finish here to say that gadol amen al gavav helps when you need a das creating a transaction as opposed to doing an action. Where we find kavana by just doing an action, writing a get. You're not actually divorcing anyone, checking, et cetera. You're right, it is a big Kiddush, but perhaps that is the, perhaps that's the Kiddush here, that Gavalam al Gavo can also work. Again, it may be ways to take this, but let's accept this for now. But you're right, that's a big Kiddush. I agree. And Rav Chaim would have us not believe this, and he'll give him a halitha.
What about the shock after the case phase and everyone else not lying? Because it seems to like invoke a brand new concept that's not meant like.
What did everyone not
like? That used to be quite a nice simple solution.
Why did everyone not like the shock is a great question. Because the shock does seem to be an elegant, simple solution. Just say that Mishnah is talking about a very small katan. As he said, Dumya the Shochir Shota the katan. I don't know, because even the Ktsos, what the Ktsos is doing is he's playing defense. He's saying, you said that that the standard shot is not right. No, we can defend it. You said you could prove the Yerushalmi. No, you don't approve. He never actually attacks and says what's wrong with the shah. So I'm not sure. The only thing I can think of, and it's a little bit bedukach, is that the shah has to make an okimta, that the mission Dachnon Tent is talking about a very small katan. I mean, it's from his Oka Eger, the note was pretty small. But maybe they just don't look to say that only meant a 1-year-old katan and not an 11, 10, 9, or even 4 or 3-year-old katan. Maybe they just thought it was Dachuk. Yeah, but I'm not sure that's why they're just going to reject it.
The fact that Vatachas is not in the Gemara, therefore you can't use it, is very unusual.
Correct, but he does have a very simple solution, I must admit. Okay, but I think they just don't stop us. It could be an afkamina between these two. First of all, the Yad Rama has an interesting formulation here. He said, right? The reason I thought it was worth reading the Yad Rama, not just the Ravid in the Ktos, he says, Dathagas Makdos and Shiny, the kind one, Zachal on the Shlobachana, because of Zachal on the Shlobachana. Now, again, Zachal on the Shlobachana classically seems to us like someone is representing someone else. There's a classic Zachal on the Shlobachana, we imagine three parties. I'm giving something to you, but you are not here, so I give someone else to be for you. As a matter of fact, we do that all the time for ritual purposes, if not for business purposes, right? For Abram, let's say maybe to get around Neil Mashavit, et cetera. We do this all the time, right? Every Abram, right? The rabbi takes him out to the matzah and says, pick this up on behalf of all the townspeople. Zaka on the Zobafana. This is different than Zaka on the Zobafana because there's no three people. Like, you're not going to ask the Chimi Tamshliko, the Wami Tamshliko, when we discuss that. Like, the other man, I'm giving you something. I know I'm giving it to you. You don't know you're receiving it. Says the other man. That's the Ktos based on a the same Shita. That works because that's the first Makta. But he associates it with Zachon Lovah Shlomofana. What this seems to tell us is that Zachon Adam Shlomofana does not mean that a regular kind, just a pure kind of Shlichot. Like, it's as if you appointed the a Shliach. Maybe part of Zachon Shlomofana means that you don't need the das of someone if it is a zechus for them, right? And the point of das of Zachon Shlomofana is not that this guy can provide the das on your behalf. The point of Zachon Shlomofana is that you don't need das kohen if you have das mafia. Once you need das kohen, why does the kohen need to be here? If you want the kohen, needs to das and maisa. So you don't need his das. You do the maestra, and that will and that will count. So apparently, the other man is assuming that part of Zachon Shlomofana is that you don't need das kohen, and this explains the Rambam, the infamous Rambam we mentioned earlier in Parakoptes and Mechira. If a guy sells land to a kohen, Rabbanim were talking, not talking about the next year, the utos, let's say on the average 8-year-old kids or something. They can buy and sell at the very least if they don't have a father or a trust because of today's chayav, because they have to be able to live. But only with Tavla, not Karka. Karka's tutor is too hard for them. But if I sell Karka to a katan, he is so kona that the moon is up among shlova panav. So everyone asks. This is the Ketosim can deal with this. What does one want to show? There's no third party, no representative public. Here, I told the katan, you should have said the data here is not there. So the Ketosim explains there, on the brackets, on the beginning of the sheet. Oh, the same thing just brings to the Rama. The same thing as Ketosim sheet 22 just brings to the Rama. No, so, the data is not there. Not one is not there, but the same idea. Data here is not there. It's not only data here when you have data not there. And don't want to says you don't need Das Kona when it is a zuchus for him. They're both the same principle. They're saying that Das Kona is not as necessary as we thought it was. So if you have that back, don't need Das Kona, and maybe that episode ties this in to the Rambam.
And there are others.
And that's why Zachin La'adam Shalom Bepana, not because it is an undana that they do have that.
After all, you have the question that, well, even if they would have that, but they don't know yet, it's like Yeshua and Das, because I would want something by you, it doesn't mean I have that.
You don't need the dot. You don't need the dot of a cornet, and that's why you don't let us blow a photo. Certainly, according to the soaps, this works with the soaps, who think the blood of blow a photo only works to be cornet, not be machne. So you don't need that cornet.
Now, to your fundamental top level question, why do you need das for kinyan? I mean, for instance, secular systems of law, I think this notion is entirely alien. You have to have proper legal mechanisms to establish kinyan. So, what's the relationship between kinyan and das?
That is a great question. I always put it as axiomatic. I'm not an expert in other legal systems. I always forget it as axiomatic that you need da'a for a kinyan. Certainly the way Chaim understands is that you need da'a because you are making this kinyan happen. To make the kinyan happen, you have to... it's not enough to do something physical. The mental slash intellectual is more important than physical. But I'm not sure. That's a very top level question. Well, I have to think about it better.
That's why the risk of health is something to do right at the moment.
Yeah. No, sure. Okay. I have to think about that. Let me just point out on a lower level, one not mean that comes out of the discussion of this. One not mean of the nature of Dasa Perismach, then might be. Might be you are Yad Raman the Ravid, right? What about a Gadol She'eno Yodeya Shabukone, right? That's the case that the Yad Raman the Ravid discussed. Let's go over the next day here with the Thurman Shalom. I am holding the property, thinking that they're in mind, so I have no commodity to acquire whatsoever. No, this is, of course, it's not like my Kiddush not for me. This is where they're coming from, right? This is the whole point. The whole point is that Hana and Data Kerismach, that's the whole, which is the Shita of the Ramah and the Ravid. It doesn't say where they are. Shita on the right is that, you don't need that Kone if you have that Machdet, so it becomes the Kotter. You don't need that Kone, and the Kone is going to the other way, you don't need that Machdet. But if you take the other approach, then it punches me that long come a Fimo in that Kerish Machdet. The point of that Kerish Machdet is the good old Omen of Gabor to beat up the Das of the Kone. Then we for Kone. A Kone makes the same Kone. Doesn't understand things well enough. But if you do it with him, then he'll be able to grasp it better. But the Gadol, who is just making a mistake and is unaware, he didn't find out that there's back then. I'm giving you something that you don't know you think it's already yours. I'm not trying to help you understand it better. I'm not adding to your understanding. You're still making a mistake. I'm keeping it secret. If I told you, there'd be no subject. And you would know. The whole point is, for some reason, I'm giving you something. I'm not telling you that I'm giving you something. Therefore, you can't say I'm enhancing your dot. I can enhance the dot with a cut on, because I'm trying to explain to him. I'm not enhancing your DAS if you don't even know what you're doing whatsoever. Said it would never. The other thing not to mean is the finish of the Maharishim. Says the Maharishim. He says the Nachmina is our Sunya, and this is very bold. He says, maybe that's the Machmulokit, I'm already in our Sunya, between, it's a big mess in the Rishonim HaKronim, actually what they call the Torah or Sunya, even though it seems pretty positive that it's Rabbi Asi or Rabbi Asi, and Shmuel, right, Rabbi Yehuda said this part of God, he said. And then we said, well, what we said, or Kista explained, well, some people call it Rehuda or Kista, but technically, or Kista is just explaining to us, well, or Rehuda is just reporting what everyone says. So he says, this is the Machlokes, there's the Maram Shev in between, we'll call it Rebbe Asi and Shmuel. What's the Machlokes? Can it come to the Zoka La'achirim? Can it come to the Zoka La'achirim if there is that that is Machlokes? So what does he want to say? He wants to say, if the point is that you don't need dot kone when you have dot makne, fine, it's an exemption from dot kone. You don't need dot kone when you have dot makne. But still, a katan cannot be zoker for someone else because a katan doesn't have good enough to know that to understand that his maitha is really relating to someone else. So what does he say? He says, this is. Says the Maruchek, he thinks this is the Shita of, we'll call it Shmuel. Shmuel, Eino Zoka La'achirin. Why Eino Zoka La'achirin? Because he has no das. Shmuel thinks the cup doesn't have das, just that you don't need das for that. But you still need das for Zakiya if I want to receive something. And my mitha will be attributed to someone else. My mitha will relate to someone else. I need that my mitha is related to someone else. And this works. It cannot work. But maybe this is the shita of Rabbi or Rabbi Asi, who says that Zohel HaHeirim. Why is it Zohel HaHeirim? Because there is that. Yeah, we don't know about God, but he really doesn't understand what's going on. He understands what's going on. He understands that he's up for himself. He understands that he's up for someone else. I'm not saying Marv takes more hard. But it is a very nice explanation. Maybe lots. This is, there are many other ways to explain it. What are the lights of close down around our studio? What are they talking about? They never read out that they're not ever get it. If the mainstream shot in the post-skin, they all do. What is the there's my dead conflict? Does it mean that you don't need that kone or that you need that kone? If you don't need that kone, you don't need that kone to be kone, but you do need that to be lower that. Even if you don't need the dot for the guy who's receiving it, for me to do a maisa and that maisa to relate to someone else, I need to have that and my maisa to relate to someone else. But if you think he has that, then he has that to be dope for himself, he has that to be dope for someone else as well. You can lead him through the process and help him achieve the dot. And he wants to say that might be enough. Mm-hmm. Enough.
But according to the Maram Shit, why does the Gemara then differentiate between these different types of Kitani, right? If there's an Omed al Gabal, it doesn't make a difference for
you think
according
to Rav Asi, then why do you need a higher level of Chafetz and a fewer upper Sa'ah? If it's the same principle, so I think it's the same principle, but it's a different quantity. Meaning, it's easier to understand acquiring something for myself. It's harder to understand acquiring something for someone else, even with help. Without help, the cousin doesn't understand anything. With help, at a certain age, he can understand a one-step process or a simple process, and then a complex process. So this might be quantitative, not qualitative.
I'm sorry, but I'm helping to create this. This one person gives enhanced data.
But again, this is probably the mainstream shot of the concept of Zohar Omen Al Gaba. If I send a cousin to write a gift, I tell the cousin, write a gift for me. That's not that, because it's not Lishma. Because the cousin doesn't understand to write Lishma. But if a Zohar Omen Al Gaba, someone stands over the cousin, let's say someone doesn't have good handwriting, but they know Gittin. I mean, they're an adult. The cousin has beautiful handwriting, but he does know Gittin. Then the Gemara says there's a solution. Now, just to be fair,
there is, it's very complicated there. But the Gemara said there's different opinions, and the different reasons we showed it. But the Gemara says there's a solution. What's the solution? The Gadol should stand on the Katan and instruct him what he's doing and why. And apparently that counts. Now, just to be fair, there's a bit of a hakir in that sugya. Is it that the Katan's doing the Maisa and the Gadol's making the Shema on his own? But the simple shot is that no, the Gadol helps the Katan have Kavana. So with that, some great time to go to Gadol and find a few places a Gadol can help a Katan have Kavana. A Katan's Kavana counts if the Gadol is directing him. We find that all over the place. Again, in every Arab halakha, you can hold the idea on this. Doesn't work in this area, halakha, the work in the halakha, et cetera. So how about and et cetera. I'm not going to go into it all now. But in every single one of these areas of halakha, there's at least one shita. That's all a Katan can't do it, but if a Gadol was doing him, he understands. So now it goes bad. There might be a fundamental between Kavana and Daat, which maybe we'll have a chance to get on to come on to, which would derail this possibility. But you don't have to be, even Jinnah will admit that you don't have to be Rechayim. Okay, he won't talk to you, but you don't have to be Rechayim and have a fundamental color and say there's Kavana and Daat, which are two different things. The Gadol and Gadol is termed by Kavana and not by Daat, then. Know that assume that everyone here is holding their kind of deep and knows exactly what we're talking about, when that's not necessarily the case. But you can see there's no one, and a Katan doesn't understand, or in guidance, he can't understand. It seems commonsensical. It's the and that's the Maharam Shik's, Kakira. I'll just point out something that that the Maharam Shik ends with. He says, if this is Shadon or Gemara, then it's Gishmak. Why? Because if you go back to Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph, now this is a little bit of a machlok because we showed him how to read the Gemara Daf Gimel Aleph, but the Pshat of the Gemara Daf Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph said, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, the Hu Shashir Makom HaTorah, as long as you leave out the important part. Okay. Yeah. Certainly, the Rambam and many of you shouldn't read this. What did he say? A Katan of Gadol Omen Al Gava doesn't work if you leave, it only works if you leave out the important part. Meaning, Shmuel holds Gadol Omen Al Gava doesn't really work. The Gemara says, let me start again. Allah, they didn't into the Gemara after Chaf Beis and Beis. You can turn to it if you want. Hakol Shir Lichum Taget Mishra Chaf Beis and Beis and Beis. Hafim Lachir Shosu Bekata. Gemara asks, last one Chaf Beis and Beis. Allah, they didn't. How can a get their own das, right? They use the word das. That's good enough. Okay. Das, das, das. Much later on. Look over, because the get has to be written in the Shema.
I understand.
Right.
The other problem.
Okay. Soon. Okay. Later on in the Gemara, by the little Gimel of the Mishra, Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, who Shashir Makom Torah. No, it's only works. You know when the Kriyat Shema works? If you leave out the important parts, he only writes the unimportant parts. The unimportant part are not really the whole getting the right studies. He doesn't write the important part. He doesn't write Reuben and Leah and Harriet and Terrence call on the dog. He just writes the finest print, you know, the legally. Because the legally is not acting, or at least not acting the right stuff. What does it seem to imply, says Marchik, that Shmuel doesn't think Gadol Omen Al Gava really worked with the right stuff? Shmuel doesn't believe in Gadol Omen Al Gava. He says no. Something can't really write again. He can only write the topes. That's the opposite of Torah. Topes is what we call topes, right? What do we call topes? The unimportant parts, right?
I know this is bringing against you,
but pointing out is that the Maharam Shik points out if his analysis is right, then it works out very nicely. The Shmuel's little shitase that over here Shmuel says, no, the Katan doesn't really have das, even if the Gadol is helping him. And over there, he says the Katan doesn't really have das, even if the Katan is helping him. So it does work out very nicely. We'll just give them our shit a little extra, not giving him a star for cleverness. That's only for elementary school. We're giving them an accurate.
And the address would be Shmuel Lishitasei Delo Mehani Gadol Omei Al-Gabab Lixiva HaTorah. You can't write the Iker Get with Gadol on Al-Gabab, but apparently he doesn't believe it really worked. What? No, what is the other side of the Hakira? That you're not helping out with Das. He doesn't need Das.
According to the, did you say that it's working in that Paris? Isn't it going on Al-Gabab? So why can't the cousin, would that work even by the Kira? The cousin of Al-Gabab?
By what?
By the Kira. The cousin of Al-Gabab is guiding him to go on the Kira.
Not impossible. It's just that that's not the case that it was discussing. Because if the gadol was there, the gadol would pick up the tzi and give it to the katan. Usually the kids got find the tzi if there's no gadol there. Otherwise, the gadol would have it first. Why would the gadol guide the katan to have the tzi? The gadol could just take it a step or take it until it gives it to the katan.
The answer is maybe yes.
The problem is not. Maybe yes. Maybe it would work. That's an uncommon case.
So, conceptually, since the Rambam and Rambam are being down the same side, more or less. But I'm not convinced that that's true, because the Rambam has too many parameters in that halakha that are different than the Rambam. That's all the Rambam is a Gemara. It's basically a Talmud and a Gemara.
Yeah.
And the Rambam uses the Russian word. Many also has the fact that the Tzatam is shalim the government, many. We have the Chavaka. It's much more complicated.
The Rambam is much more complicated. It is striking that when the Rambam discussed the case, right, it's got a very, very complicated case. And again, why did he really look over the main reason to be rightly is because the Chavaka is not receiving a gift, but it's talking. And then only a card going to tell you, put them all in the courts. Well, hold on, haven't talked about this book on a flight of body things after all. Why do these times look like this? You need to be the medical fan to know whether it's to die or not. And there's many, many answers to that. So you're right, but if you were to say, being rightly has to affect these buying it, let's wrap it all that for a second. Lamaita Cotton is receiving something, and the Rambam pulled it up and pulled it upon us.
I'm not convinced that you have to do that.
Can you explain again how it's the Shittot thing here? Because over here, Shmuel says that even if there's Dath, the Kohen still doesn't have Dath. And therefore, he can't acquire for others. He can acquire for himself. He doesn't need Dath. He can't acquire for others. He doesn't have Dath. Even a Kohen under supervision. Under adult supervision, right? We're saying all employees, use under adult supervision. Even a couple of adult supervision does have to opt out. So, yeah, for part as well. And Shmuel is the one person, one, two, actually, on Dr. Gimbal, who says even a couple of adult supervision cannot write the important part of the gap. But Huna says he can, it certainly sounds like it. And Shmuel says he can, so Shmuel is confident that a couple with adult supervision does not have proper logic.
And according to Rafaim, which is the higher, more intense? Havana or
Das? Das, for sure. You look at the Rafaim, even with at least that's very yishmak, we have a lot of chance to discuss it. But again, it's a little unfair that we don't understand the background for it, and we'll leave it for now. Let's go back to the Gemara votes like that. We have a lot of Gemara to do. Says the Gemara, right, we're now going to leave, even though the Gemara six segue for us already. We're going to leave the question of Zohar Atmel and get into Zohar Lachir, which again, the Gemara six already segue for us. A mistibra chinin of Ardan, right? We had a machlokes whether Tatan is Zohar Achir or not. If he's at the age of more than Shor Zohar Egev and Noblo, he's the Rafi Rala Afrashah. Which, nowadays sometimes it looks like it's 16 or so. But in those days, let's assume it was, 4 or 5. The Kate of Ashtaka Memorial. Etc. Right? How are you? This is what we do nowadays. How do we do stupid mevos? Theoretically, the original Takana Dora Bada was that you collect some food from every resident and you put it together. However, and that's what they probably did most of the time in the old days because people didn't have extra food. Okay, but let's say a guy is rich and has extra food, right? In those days, you were rich if you had extra food. Or nowadays, You don't have to be very rich to be able to afford an extra bakta matha. What do we do nowadays? Shtupei levos. Anyone who lives in a town or a city lives in an era. The rabbi buys a bakta matha, but it's only valid if it belongs to all the townspeople. So what does he do? The rabbi goes over to someone else, says, be zokarit on behalf of all the townspeople. And if one balabas wants to do this, he can be zokarit, but it has to be through someone who doesn't count as part of his own property. Someone who counts as part of his own property, then that's not a maisa kinyan. To move my right hand to my left hand to go like this is not a maisa kinyan. I can't say, oh, my left hand should be zocher for Yehuda for my right hand. No, you need to transfer it from one reshut to another reshut. Therefore, it can't be a little kid, and it can't be, etc. But can't be his eved kanani, etc. But it can be his big kids who are financially independent, or his eved v'shifra ha'ivriyim, who even though they have to work for him, what they acquire belongs to themselves. And eved ivri is not like an eved kanani. There's no machakana eved kana raho or yad eved kiyad raho. If an eved ivri finds, a diamond ring on the street, that hefker, he keeps it for himself. They have a technical problem. What's the case of the shifka, meaning what we call normally ama ivriya? If she has shesaros, she's a gedola, my boyskin, what's she doing there? Meaning you can't have an ama ivriya who is a gedola, right? All the Rishonim point out here, from here we see there's the best proof in shah that an adult woman cannot sell herself as an ama ivriya. We know there are two ways to become an eved ivri. One is to be sold by Bezdin for theft, and the other is to sell yourself. Right, one is in Parsha Mishpatim, and the other is in Parsha Behar. The Gemara Darshan, the one in Parsha Mishpatim, does not apply to a woman. If an empowered B'nei Basar, the loyal B'nei Basar, it doesn't explicitly say whether the one in Parsha Behar applies to a woman or not. It's all in the male language there. Looks like a lot of things in the Torah, and that's not necessarily such a strong proof. From Kippur Shas, there's a main proof in Shas that a not only parts of Mishpatim not, I mean, not only does the middle parts of Mishpatim not apply to females, parts of Bahar also doesn't apply to females. They're not told they feel, and a woman cannot sell herself. The only thing applies to females, the beginning of parts of Mishpatim, which is a father who sells his daughter as an Amma Ivriya, with the expectation that then the fellow will keep her as a wife. And that's only until, the Gemara says, all over the place, until she's a gedola. The yotzeh yamei kafet, as soon as she becomes a gedola. So again, if she's a gedola, she can't be. There's no such thing as an ama ivriya. And it's of course there that she is zocher for others, left and right, no two ways about it. The answer is Shani Shtupim Vos, Rabbanan. No, that's a kulas, and Shtupim Vos is Rabbanan. I thought they'd be Zochav Rechirim for a Rabbanan, but not for a Doraisa. We'll come back to that for a second. Amar Rechista Ishtak Verdun. Verdun was, yes?
Why can't we say that he is at the stage, since he's earning for herself, that she understands money and statuses, and therefore she's going...
So there's no one to run away from the guy from here. Why not just answer? She is moving the statuses and feel like her star. She is calling what you wish to put those on the door and make up some other age. So they show we're on the guy from here. That Shmuel, they must have had a story that Shmuel holds that you can't be built up here until Bar Bat Mitzvah. There is no age, according to Shmuel, which you could be zochel acherim. So we're into that. They had a masorah after Shmuel meant. Exactly why in the longest, maybe we'll explain in a few minutes. Let's just read a little Gemara. And then we'll go back and analyze the Gemara. There's a lot to analyze this Gemara. It's a very fascinating Gemara. But first, we have to read it on the shot level. All right, because the ishtik are done. Ishtik is always a criticism. Right? This Rav Kenna Verdun gave in too easily. He was quiet when he should have answered. What did my believe me? What did he answer? Called the Tigra Bana gained all right, speaking. He should have said, what is that? They have a special cooler for drop on us. No, you don't drop on me. My life to the system already served a little different. I understand soft drop and cooler, et cetera. But it comes to the like background rules of water pinyon and this and that. Yeah, ain't all right, said Tikkun. The Edoch. So, Rabbanin couldn't have done. Wasn't that stupid? Why? He also knew this idea. So, why didn't he say it? Right, very, very important concept. It can be useful all over Shas. If Drabon has an Ikram Natar, Drabon doesn't have an Ikram Natar, then Drabon on that Okay, where to draw the line? It's very, very subtle. But there is a drabanan that, let's say, is an extension of something in the Torah, has a source in the Torah, and extended it. Drabanan that they make up from scratch. In the Ikrimina Torah, it says, when does drabanan have to follow the ground rules of the rice? When it's Ikrimina Torah, a classic example would be, you know, chicken and milk. Beef and milk is all right, but chicken and milk is drabanan. Chicken for beef. That's Ikrimina Torah. But when here's Shubhim Rukos, what?
We don't pass into the power of the
Okay, all good questions. Maybe I'll come back to that in a moment. First of all, who's we, right?
We is not the Mount Calvary.
Okay, fine. Early in the morning, how we do. Okay, but since Shtubim Vos has no marker in the Torah, meaning in the Torah, you're not allowed to carry from Rishus Rab, Rishus HaYachid, from Rishus HaYachid, Rishus HaRabbi. Shtubim Vos is all over Rishus HaYachid, meaning it's an include mobile, it's all Kutcher, it's all Calvis, from one guy's Rishus to another guy's Rishus to the common Rishus. That's not really similar to anything in the Torah, therefore it doesn't have to have the same ground rule, and that's where it can never done. Thought it was a good question. Second similar question. Marina Meister Shani. You can make a trick against Meister Shani. What does the Torah say about Meister Shani? Being good, oh, you got all ish ma'athro. Anyone's permit the Pasha? Amishi Sah, Yosef Allah. Get the Chumash, which is 25%. Right? Because after you add it, it is a Chumash. That's why to anyone nowadays who, you know, in Eretz Yisrael, when all right, everyone has their own menhagim. Without getting into politics, if you buy something straight from a chiloni farmer and know that it is capital, you take it off, and if it's the right year of the Shemitah cycle, you're mafresh and pulled onto a coin, you say, Maisha Shemi Zehu v'chol shom cholol al prita min avdeishi chatin v'ri Maisha Shemi, etc. But you can do a trick, because chol is only go'olig al ishmi ma'asri. By the time you shalom get through with it, it's only your meister and your money. But if you're being pulled to someone else as meister, so you're just chomish. Same, by the way, applies to hekdesh, right? To all over Shabbat. I'm told that you're with some hekdesh. I'm exempt from chomish. So how do you make a trick? Let's say we got to save the chomish. Ketzad, Tosfos, by the way, points out here that, there's a lot to say about the Tosfos. We won't deal with it. Now, what about nowadays? Nowadays, we're... what do we say, the Chumash? What do we do nowadays? Let's say you have Meister Shani that's worth, let's say you're the farmer. You have Meister Shani that's worth 5,000 shekel. How much are you pulled it onto? A pruta. Why? Because Guzman has debt, since you can't eat it anyway, and there's no loss of money, right? Once upon a time, there's a loss of money to quote unquote Hashem, right? If I'm pulled in Meister Shani, like it says in the Chumash and part of the day, by 5,000 shekel Meister Shani, I'm pulled in the 5,000 shekel onto cash. I bring the cash to Yerushalayim, I buy food, and that food is produced by Meister Shani. And Meister Shani doesn't lose out. And I even had a moment. But that's because once upon a time we beat Meister Shani, well, now we cannot put Meister Shani in Yerushalayim anymore. Right? All we can do is burn it or destroy it. Right? Why? Because we're Tamei. Perhaps there's no way to mix up. Thanks, you run the Ramadan. But we can't even Shani anymore. So, just like this Hekdish nowadays, you're Mechal and Shavakuta. Those are Meister Shani. Why not just be Mechal and Shavakuta? Why not just be Mechal on Shavakuta? Tosos deals with it and indirectly. And Tosos says, yeah, nowadays you can be Mechal and Meister Shani onto a Shavakuta. And then you wouldn't have to do any tricks, etc. But this Mishnah is not coming out nowadays. This Mishnah is hard. The days of the Mikdash, and the days of the Mikdash, you are not allowed to. You have to be pulled at full value, but you don't want to rip off Meister Shani or Hashem or whatever you call it, quote unquote. And therefore, but because I'll allow you to do a trick to get out of Chumash. What's the trick? Oh, Adam, yeah, not that I authentically I'm a nice guy and go around being pulled out of the Bule of Meister Shani. That's not a trick. That's the Din Torah that I'm part of from Chumash. The trick is that I'm being pulled out of my own Meister Shani of doing a trick. What's the trick? I take my own money, my own Meister Shani, but over no be doing girl, I'll just go to Ibrahim, Halo Kamal, Meister Shani,
Toklo below Chomesh, right? I give my money to someone who is not part of my legal entity, right? My kids who are Gdolim or my Eved Veshivcha, not Kanani, because that counts like me, but Ibri, who are really a different legal entity, financial rather entity, and I give it to them, and then they're Podeh and they're Pater from Chomesh. The same exact question. If the Shivcha is an adult, she can't be a Kanani for you if she's an adult. It's impossible. Ella of Lashmi says she must be a Kana. Oh, so we see a Kana is being Zokalach here. Okay, exactly how things Zokalach here. We'll come back to. We see a Kana is being Zokalach here. Same exact question as the last time. And we get the same exact answer. Hakal Maisin, Maisin, Nana, Zed, Rabbanon. Ah, this Maisin, Nana, Zed, Mi, De, Rabbanon. Ah, if it's Maisin, Nana, Zed, Maisin, Nana, Zed, Maisin, Nana, Zed, only Rabbanon, because, okay, there's many different explanations for it. Because we learned that in Elephant, so I'm not going to have it now. This we for sure discussed the great method El Osman. My son is not as there's only Rabbanan. If it's not as there, then there's no Amevri, or Evan Ibri for that matter. Right? So you can't say that this Mishnah is talking about the Zman Hazem, because then there'd be no Amma the Evid HaIvri. Because there's no Yovel Zman Hazem. Ella, but also Shenu Nakov, the Rabbanan. When they're talking about in the old days, the Zman of the Yovel was no Hay, right? We might be called, big my folks have shown them where the Yovel was no Hay in by Yesheni or not, but it's talking about this mancha Yovel no Hay. If I grew in an Otsus, She'enu Nakov, the Rabbanan, right? If I grow in a planter instead of straight in the ground, if that planter has a hole in it, it's been stored to the ground, and that if I have interest with my feet, all right, let's say the planter has no hole in it. Then it's only time to choose the maestros midrash bana. Okay, how about the maestros? Think machloket. Maybe if it's teret, it counts the hole even without a hole. Maybe if it's wood, it counts the hole even without a hole. But let us say it is plastic. Bit of a machloket, but it's very, very makabel. Like 99% of the contemporary poskim, we showed about it, it's still plastic. 99% of the contemporary poskim assume that plastic counts as a strong material that separates, or let's say it is in a metal planter, hafita, or a glass planter, and there's no hole in it, then it's another type of device that will speed drop on none. And therefore, it's slowing drop. Then you go that the time, he's no glass here for drop nuns, but that is not a disproof of Shmuel. Now, interestingly, what factor did they not bring in right here that they did bring in by Shtupim Vost? Cain Doraisa, Ikram and Atorah. Right, so here I'm only telling you some Herfuri Levi. I'm not, you know, if you quote me on this, I'm not possibly in the mic stuff. But there's the Ritva here. There's the Ritva here. What the Gemara obviously means is, if us Shenu Nevan, which has no Herfuri Levi, and therefore it doesn't have to be Kain Doraisa Tikon. And the Meir says the same thing here. It's talking about also Shenu Nachon, which has no Ikar Min HaTorah. And as a matter of fact, the Ritva says that's why it doesn't say Trumos, Peros, Virakos, right? We know the two main Shitas are the Rambam thinks Trumos or Maestros, everything is the rights except for vegetable. And Rashi and Tosfos thinks Trumos or Maestros only the rights of things mentioned in the Chumash, which are grapes, olives, and grain. But everything else they're up on them. So the Ritva says, why not just say it's truma of lettuce, or according to the Rambam, or truma of almost anything, according to Rashi Tosfos, according to him, which is only drop on it. He says, no, that is an ikramin Torah. After all, if the Torah says grapes, then the Rambam says, well, that is an ikramin Torah. The Torah says wheat, and the Chachamim say rice, and tomatoes, and that is an ikramin. Minatora, but also Shenu Naka, which is not even the ground, that's not even an Iker Minatora, and therefore it all works out. Why would Rabbanan not discuss it? I think sometimes it's obvious. Okay, that's the Ritva and the Meizi say that also Shenu Naka has no Iker Minatora. What disturbs me a tiny bit is, first of all, that's not so Pasha Isvara. Stupid Mizbal has no Iker Minatora. And then I mean, there's no such thing as the Abram or anything like this. There's no such thing as who owns it and putting it together by putting bread together. That is a totally made up concept by the Rabbanan. Asushinu Nukta really violent, but it's Nikrim and Torah. There's two characters. One of the hundreds are invested, so we're not going to use all of them. There are one of them where it goes in. It's all the same thing as what it's in the whole. Okay, so I think this rip in the era of Yiddish Nisara. The finish is that even though it seemed like if I would call it Ikrim and a Torah, if you ask me, who am I? It's the Ikrim and a Torah. It's the same. It's just not a whole. They say, no. You have to be a little more longish. Apparently, they think that we're all undone. Now, this is not Ikrim and a Torah. The concept of rooting in the ground is so definitional to Trumas or Mitzvahs. Trumas or Mitzvahs only apply to things that grow in the ground. Why do you take Trumas or Mitzvahs from salt and from fungus and from animal? Because Trumas or Mitzvahs have to do with cultures growing in the ground. Anything that's not growing in the ground is so different than the whole idea of Trumas or Mitzvahs that it's called Ein Lo Ikrim and a Torah. That's what they have to assume. Well, Ein Lo Ikrim and a Torah can, I mean, you know, it actually works out nicely. This is not a far. Just works out nicely. Ain't no acre, man. I've never root. That's not a spara. It just works out very nicely. But it's interesting to me. If you had asked me when I first read this Gemara, I said to myself, I would have picked that this is called Yeshua Ikramat for personally. But then what do I do? And then I noticed two strange Rambams. I don't know if I'm the only one who noticed two strange Rambams. What did the Rambam do? He lifted out the whole thing about Ikar Min HaTorah and Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun. What does Rambam say? He brings down these two cases. In Erevin, he says, V'chein yesh lo l'zakos l'ano li shekotsu ha'ibris afi shiktana, sh'akotan zoglach here. Shemin d'ivri sovereign. He's all up here and things are going on. He doesn't add, and what does he say about our case? The second case, I mean. Says the same thing. Let's start again. Like, for example, also she'enu nako. He doesn't say what, for example, says example of darbanos. Then it works. Sha'amah bria katanahi. The ina kavan zovah. The Rambam should be derei. I'm a kavan nolim zovah. Then the answer up on none. The Rambam story has the opportunity to say ikrim and a torah. Doesn't say ikrim and a torah. Now, I will admit to you, all the Ikrim I looked at says, obviously, the Rambam means only if it has no Ikrim and HaTorah, and then it goes without saying, that's obvious in his words. When he said, like us, the Shein Unako, he knew you would understand that he meant it. Ain't no Ikrim and HaTorah. They don't want to turn the Rambam into the Ritva and the Meiri. All the Ikrim I found, I haven't looked at every Akron who ever lived, would want to turn the Rambam into the Ritva and the Meiri. It's more close. Let's tell the Rambam said. Nirlani is dainty that I think the Rambam understood that we just don't pop in like that earlier conversation of Rav Chisda and Rav Chinin of Verdun, or rather Rav Chisda on behalf of Nazarene, on behalf of Rav Chinin of Verdun. Yes, Rav Chisda in that conversation said, call the Tikkun Rambam came to the Tikkun and the Pentecost Torah, you know, it's in that Torah. And maybe the Rambam understands that we don't pop in that way. That was what Rav Chisda thought. And he had this imaginary conversation here, Kin never done what he should have said and what the other people should have said, etc. But maybe we don't ask that way. Maybe when we get to the bar later and it says off the chain of Nahum, we're now changing our mind and saying it actually doesn't matter if it's Ikrim and HaTorah or not. We don't think hold the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein D'Oraisa Tikkun here, more Marmikel by Durabanans. And if you want to be clever, I'm never sure if being clever is a vice or a virtue. If you want to be clever, maybe you could point out that in Yevamo stuff, Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, I did not put this in the course sheet, sorry. Originally, I planned not to give it my age of her of being clever. But then I changed my mind and decided to give in to my age of her. Yevamo stuff, Yod Aleph Amud Aleph, the whole discussion about Sota D'Oraisa is Pater from Yevamo. How about a sota derabana? What's sota derabana? In a weird case at the end of Yevamos, where a woman is 1/8 says her husband, she gets 3 months, it turns out a woman didn't die. She's only a sota, she's only a sota midrabanan. And what does it say here? I reviewed him around. Sura Tonic Simagari. So that puts me even like a man. Mr. Rechitha asked. Ah, Rabbi Shimon said that the also called up the FWB Sapoto that is so good dot have you both. I'm a little proud of him. In fact, I mean, I'm kind of sold the race. I thought really sold the Rabban. I admit to Nuyibu. And what why do I to think he could compare Sota Doraisa to Sota Rabbana? My Carla, because Sota called Digger Rabbana again Doraisa Digger Rabbana again Doraisa Digger Rabbana again Doraisa Digger Rabbana it's not true. I mean, it's not true. It's never true that Rabbana are attacking some of the rights. Sometimes true, but it's a binding rule in all circumstances. But we don't know what the Pistor. The Pistor's rejected any Bama Stafir Aleph, and maybe that's the Gemara later on. It's a conversation. But this is what Pistor talking. But, or within the sheet of the Pistor talking. When we're reading the Pistor and go back to just Stam at the Gemara, maybe we abandon it and we say there's no universal rule called the Tikkun Rabbanan Kein Doraisa Tikkun, and therefore you don't need to say Ikkun Minat Torah, and maybe that's the Hesber of the. Even though, you know, I have no one to back me up.
I was having a problem understanding the Ramban and Tosfos about the Venus language. So I'm looking at get an example of the Shabbat, the difference between Siva and Mecca Chomenica. The one is Loka and one isn't Loka. And he said that one stayed the right side because you actually did the melacha, just one of the pratim that you need to be with high is that's staying the right side. You might make a chumerka, has nothing to do with Siva, it's just a hashtag. That's what he.
And I'm loaded. Again, that doesn't necessarily mean that right here you always have to say, called in the right side, if it's if you're. Okay, half nil and he is like. To explain the well, if you like it, you can agree. But I don't like this shita of like saying, oh, like with the Rambam knew it was obvious you'd know he meant like the Rikman Meiri because it was so popular. Like the Mishnah Torah, you know, should said what he meant and meant what he said. And I'd rather say he disagrees with one line in the Gemara based on the later line in the Gemara and if it's elsewhere, than say he figured that we would know what he meant without saying it. There's no shlichus for there's no shlichus. The only thing is that I can be zocher for a katan. L'chora be drabana. He doesn't say explicitly, but the katan can't be zocher for me. Okay, let's just before we get to the meat of this sugya. Okay, let's get into, there are two media issues we want to get into, which are do tie into each other. Question is, let's talk for a second, the Machlokas, we show them about whether the hole that it caught in so black hair and we don't rise or we drop on it. Now, we had on last time on the board whether it caught in so black hair and we don't rise or we drop on it. It's got a lot of so black hair and we drop on it. Then it's only Zohar Lachair and Darbana. But either way, it's still a Katan Zohar Lachair, which is the majority opinion. Is a Katan Zohar Lachair, according to Shmuel, he's not. But according to Rabbana, is he Zohar Lachair, me Darbana, or me Darbana? Sita, Rabbanati, the Katan Zohar Lachair, which we don't have to like, by the way. But is it Darbana or Darbana? That's Rashi, very explicitly, no two ways about it. Zoga aflacher, one word, Rashi, midrabanan. That's ridiculous. Can't be dogs. Plus, it's only the kind of rabbanan. Okay, why do rabbanan make a sakana? What social need did it fulfill? I'm not sure. I understand more why they make a sakana. He can be zoga for himself, or I can be zoga for him. Kind of in my own thing. Why do they make a sakana for other people? Maybe they had a reason. Third postal, so we're shining stupid both, Drabanan, Mitzma, Drab Yehuda, Rav Chisda, Plihi, Izoch, Lacherming, and he calls Rav Yehuda Rav Chisda, even though technically Rav Yehuda is just quoting both opinions, right? He says, Kim Rita Kamadi Shmuel, and technically Rav Chisda is just explaining Shmuel, but there, it's a lot, it doesn't make a difference. Also, Izoch, Lacherming, or Solo.
So, there's Rashi, only Midrabanan. There's Tosfos.
How did Akhil come back in a second? Just who remembers the sheets of any other Rishonim we have to add here? The Ritva brought down this Machlokas. What was his Machdana in the name of his Rebbe? His Rebbe is Hor the Ra'ah. Right? The Machdana the Ritva was. Drabanan, exactly. What is he in the end? Ikeman Namar Daraisa he, etc. Ikeman Namar Gutanless Kail Midrabana, etc. But Kane Dafra Beniru. Sounds like the Ritva is leaning towards Drabanan. Who else was on the Makor sheet who had an opinion? The Ran, what was the Ran's opinion? Midrabanan, also. He's the dive out of the wrist, but okay, that's just a theory. What was I going to say? Who else do we have here on the sheet? The Tosos Rush brought down the Machlokas, right? The first day in the Tosos Rush was like our Tosos the right, and then he brought the reading book on. That it's only me, Drabanan. Obviously, the Rambam, we're not going to have any idea what he holds because this is all my quotes in the Sheikh Mil Hakim. So, it's not going to make it into the Mishnah Torah, Bichlal. Okay? So, it's basically Tosfos seems to have this though, right? The Sheikha. It seems like it's not the majority Sheikh of the Mephorshim, but in the Tosfos. What? The Rashba. It's funny because he has a very long discussion about the Oraisa and Rabbanan, and at first he says, Kotan is the B'chiyah Midoraisa. That's talking about being Zohar for himself, L'chora. Well, Zohar Dvar Torah B'sheish Das Acheret Makneh. He doesn't say super duper explicitly, but it certainly sounds that way. Then he continues to tell us, I would agree that it certainly sounds that way.
Fair enough.
Okay. Now, interesting is Tosos. I hope no one got confused. Tosos mixed it together here, the question of whether Zohar Lacher Lefi Rav Asi is Midoraisa, and whether Zohar Lacher is Midoraisa. Basically, it sounds from here like they're arguing whether Zohar Lacher is Midoraisa. And then Zohar Lacher is Midoraisa. And then he has the question from the fifth parrot. From Darkei Shalom, and the answer is
okay. Now the Tosfos have a bit of a problem. If he's Zocher LaAcherim Midoraisa, what about the fact that Tosfos holds that he is Mikan Shlivos, and we know that the Shlivos for a Katan, we know that the Shlivos for a Katan, we know all over that there's no Shlivos for a Katan, all over Shas. So what is Tosfos' answer, right? Kavda, Dehare, Ein, Shlichot, Lekatan. Of course, what could you answer from Toto without willing to answer? You could say, the Kriya Lavi Tan Shlichot. What does that mean? It's Lekat. There seems to be a drushing condition if Zoka in Katan Zoka. That a Katan cannot be Zoka from someone else. That's not what it means. It's not actually referring to the Zohar, like accepting someone else for something. That just means he can't tell someone else part of his carbon data. Okay? He can get out of that. Considering sleeping with Katan, you could answer. What Tosos didn't answer is that Zechia lav mitam shliho. What Tosos did answer the big critic. What was Tosos' critic?
That's what it is.
Said that's a mistake. It's a mistaken impression. The Marad. There's no link with Rukatan. what if crystal is good? I can't send a cotton to the institution for me. I can't send a cotton to sell my house for me. I can't send a cotton to do lots of things for me. That's not good. That's not because there's no solution for a cotton. That's because why can't I send a cotton to do all these other things?
Great. Not in the parish.
Because he can't do it for himself. He can't do it. He has to do someone else. The rule is not that there's no solution for a cotton. The rule is that if you can't do it for yourself, you can't do it for someone else. And he says that's what the drug only for ma'atem, right? It says gamatem, so gamatem. The Gemara says gamatem is a rabbi shliya. Well, why is gamatem also? Who is shliya to also be like you? Something the shliya has to be able to do. It means the shliya has to be able to do it. So therefore, Tosva says, yay, shliya goes for kata. Aim. Shlichos lemi she'eno yochol lasot la'atmo. That's what it means. It's all a thing. We read the shop. We thought English was cotton. It shows it never says English was cotton in the shop. Never says in that many words English was cotton. We just thought it said that. We know that so many studies were cotton heavy initially after Tosfos was a red herring. The reason he had to say it was cotton. The reason he had to say it is he can't do it himself because he's a cotton. But if you find something in a cup he can do himself, it can be a shliya. And the one thing in a cup he can do himself, l'kuli alma, is lo kol ha'atmo, right? The English will be l'rati. Do it for himself. And he's been harder about it. He can be a shliya. He'll be small with his weird fit. He doesn't think which part is small with his weird fit. That is Tosu. Tosu gets out of it. I mean, Tosu gets into the problem, but he's doing the chemi topic. And then he gets out of the problem by saying there's no room in shliya with the cup on.
I'm just thinking out loud here, but what about if a coffin sends another coffin for the shliach to another coffin? They're all at the same state with that. Or it's still, because they can't be zoche lachem, therefore can't be zoche to another coffin. Like, does it apply on the second end of the transaction as well?
I would think it's something that you can be zoche for another coffin. But of course, the giver has to be zoche.
According to the mainstream shita. Okay.
So the thing is, it really that the cotton is zoche, or it's only because of the das acheres that it's working?
Well, with the das acheres, the cotton is zoche. Remember, Tosfos in the same actual structure, the cotton is being the shliach of the actual recipient, and the cotton is being the actual recipient. Oh, the cotton doesn't have das, doesn't matter. The das works just fine. Oh, cotton can't be shliach. The cotton can't be shliach. Cutting can't be shliach. He just can't do something that he's not qualified to do. And here he's qualified to do because of das machnet. Okay, now, the big question though is, where does Tosfos get this idea? Tosfos mikan mashra. It still is a shtickle fish. That really, that means the oraisa coming to Zoka Lachera, that seems to be a bit of a fitter. The Gemara in the field, it talks about the opposite case, the converse case, being Zoka for coming to Zoka for God, etc. Definitely makes it sound like they're talking Carvana. Say, sounds like. What's the reason why Tosfos think that it's the Oraita? Doesn't start with Mikha Mashma, right? This is a Mikha Mashma, but he has a Dibra Mashma, right? How is that Dibra Mashma, Mashma, that it's the Oraita? What's Tosfos Shita?
Because this one is different from what we had above.
What do you mean?
The Rabbit and Rabbit are talking to right? So the Shani and she took a novel.
Nobody wants to drop Barna on and Ferdra, Barna on and cut this off the last paper. That's the defense of Shmuel. Right? And even Shmuel, if that for Rabbani is off the last paper, then Rabbani would say even Ferdra, he's off the last paper. Right? That's the idea. Shmuel says he's always off the last paper for drop on. That's a shame enough to drop on. Should be off the last paper. The clear deal is that Rabbi Akiva thinks even Zokal Akira for Dalaisas. Right? That's the deal. What was Tosfos' lover? What is Tosfos' reason? What's the reason for Tosfos? The reason for Tosfos is very clear. Because Le Inyan Dindarabanan Le Kuli Alma Akatan is Zokal Akira. That's exactly where his answer. What's the deal? The deep more. Ulapi Ravasi. Zokalapi Rim. Right, that's pretty Mukherjee of Martin. Mukherjee is the rich brother of double gets out of it. Now, hold on. Lenin did all right. If Ravasi said he's okay, even Lenin did all right. Then just ask the question. That's all right, great deal. Why? Answer is Tosfos. Because he's Zochel Acherim. Midoraisa. If he's Zochel Acherim Doraisa, then he's Le'ingen is in Doraisa. He is Zochel Acherim. Basically, if you had like the same Doraisa, then it would count for Doraisa, but not for all. Why do we count for his chain Doraisa? Answer is he's following Doraisa. Only a chain Doraisa can count for Doraisa. Okay, how does everyone else get out of it? The Ritva gets out of this, the Dokhi Gadol. In my opinion, obviously not in his opinion. Says the Ritva, when he says only Rabbanan, he says, Avatos, that's a good point. It's only Rabbanan, how would it help for Dindo Raisa? He says, the Avigab Makshinu Mehe de Meiser came into Elom, the head lay Islay Zachia de Raisa Rabbanan, Lohammer of Litame, the Sophie Tartal Kasha Midi. Says the Ritva, there was a bit of not a misunderstanding, but ambiguity. They weren't sure if he was saying Midoraisa or Midarbanan. Therefore, they asked this question, assuming he said Midoraisa, but really only said Midarbanan. How did the Ritva get out of it? The Ritva said, right, there are basically two ways that we were told. I'll call it the Dachas way of the Ritva, and the more mainstream way of the Ran. Said the Ritva, Tosfos says a good deal. At this point in the Gemara, Tosfos says a good deal. But really, that was only because in the Havmin that they weren't sure what Ravasi meant. But Lamasterna, we know we only meant Midrabanan. And the Ritva parries that this is only a havamina, but not a maskana. Tosfos has a good point. If it would work for the Raisa, it must be a king of the Raisa. That's only a havamina. Maskana, not true. However, the Rav says very differently. Right? There are two ways out of the book of proof. One is the Ritva say that's only the havamina. In the havamina, they weren't sure if Ravasi was the right Ravana, and they wanted it. Kinds of questions based on the fact that maybe meant the right, maybe meant the Rabbanan, but that's not even meant the Rabbanan. It was only a silly question to have. So the Rabbanan says, of course, watch famous Achronic issues, not just Achronic issues, this tie into the Rabbanan says. What does the Rabbanan bring in here? Famous issue. If you haven't heard the Rabbanan, even better. But how did you get out of it? What assumption is Pope was making? That is a very famous discussion in Matthew Friday and the other Achronic. I mean, the part they clap in the sheet of the top. Also seems to be assuming that a Kenyan Rabbana doesn't count for Dinan Doraisa. Therefore, the work for Dinan Doraisa must be a Dinan Doraisa. If you get out of it, get out of it and say, that's exactly no, because of Hector, based in Hector, even a Kenyan Rabbanan works for Dinan Doraisa. Right, you want to make the deal that everyone agrees to work for a Dindo Rabbanan, like should be in the books. They are going to work for a Dindo Raisa, like, you know, Mike Sirkanian and up at Snuffle. And you want to prove, therefore, that it's a Dindo Raisa, it's a work for a Dindo Raisa, it's not people who own it for a Dindo Raisa, no, it's not true, it's a Dindo Rabbanan, and Dindo Rabbanan also a Dindo Raisa. That because the Rabbanan said it. Right here, he brings in this famous shot. He brings in this famous shot discussion And he said, and Hesker is his Hesker. So it should work even for a din d'orchestra. Even though we find one place to shop, that's the way he thinks that was just the feel of the ship, and it's not really the real halakha. And therefore he said, nearly Varsha Rashi Iker, right? Again, that is Tema. Emo just pulled the scheme drop on it, play long and crucial to win. If it was a PM drop on it, it would work even for Dolaisis. As the PM drop on it, it would work for Dolaisis. Because of Hefter and Hefter. Okay, basically, it seems like the Ron and, we need to find out one other thing. What does it mean then? That there are two different ways of reading that kill us between Dina Darbanan and Dina Dora. The first source, certainly the Ron understand, means one thing, and the Ron is the guy from the rip and different or something else. Let's explain what I mean. That would be, what do we say here? We say that for a Dina Darbanan, for Dean and Oraisa, what's wrong in most Rishonim say, if you go, he's calling them a Midra Bana, and Hefker Bezdin Hefker, and therefore, to count, and hit on the right level, all for a Dindra Bana. Means that the right of what we're trying to understand is that, let me
put this a little better. One second.
So how do you explain it? The Ron, and I venture to say most of you show him say, no, there are many holes that he's calling me
If I give a problem for a birthday present, baby's over for Yehuda, doesn't want Yehuda.
So the main exception is for me and the stuff, or for some birthday presents, or any other social, financial, economic, context, it's not called that. From doing it, but any of the things are called a nicer shame of such a muckle, or the very muckle stuff, it's not called that. They have to help someone. And this is for any of them, like they're chosen to have them, they have.
And have a photos, learn it, without. Will be by the same mechanism of Hefker Bezdin Hefker, or by a different mechanism?
I'm trying to figure it out.
He's prone to having drunk on it. What? How did I do this? This is the end of the holiday.
I said, so we're even for me and the only side. Certainly, there are other rabbits to tell us. This little lot is not Mokra. I can say it's also meant to be the ground. Certainly, the rabbit is also meant to be the ground. So, maybe there are two ways to change what you have done when the rabbit is coming back here on the front, as we have over there. And when Shmuel is not cold, we have back on the front.
Getting back for one second, too. Maybe there was maybe if you just by Kaufman, and then maybe obviously knowing Dravon would help for you.
That's a fantastic question. If you can count in different than there are about to be Albert or Isaac in the for two of Scottsdale Yoker, not the little snippet that I hear us on the cover sheet, but in that whole paragraph there. Actually, the whole thesis, that's the whole thesis in what is that not all Kenyan Drabon are equal. Some Kenyan Drabon work for the races, some don't. It depends on what the motivation for Drabon in making the Takana. Okay, so that's, he does say now Kenyan Drabon are equal, and he goes, that you're absolutely right. Although most of the Hebrews do not think that. But he thinks that.
I mean, that was after the Rambam that could be suggested if you hold that he meant that.
Okay, I just want to point out that here, we're now claiming have a fundamental focus of that. You're the opponent, whether you're paying your opponent, but how many of them are not. I don't think we're saying that the person claim that class got sort of dealt with it. Maybe that's something that focuses on it. You know, big tumor on the kidney door on plus for the end of the which by the way, is tremendous alpha lisa
in, you know, throughout the generations, whether kidney door on counts for Jerusalem purposes or not, in Dine Monus in business. We mean in Israel, for example, right? If I sell my crummy for kidney door on right? Does that get me out of value or value mafe or not? Or a little not our urban lifestyle, but the big shilas in the world of the world of the world of the yeah, I have here a flock of animals at home. Okay, strange. But, you know, when my animal gives birth to a bakor, once upon a time, it was great. The bechor is worth a lot of money. I lose the money because I have to give it to the kohen to bring it to the cover and make the mitzvah. But I get the zechus, the tremendous mitzvah, so it's worth it. Okay, that was unfortunately a long time ago. Back in Europe, oy vavoy, if my animal has a bechor, because it's hektish, there's an itcher of giza, vavoda, and meila, and there's nobody's hamikdash. So you just have to let it walk around and just be a mitchell for whoever gets hana from it. And there's no pollution. And therefore, what everyone did in Europe was they would sell, okay, sell the mother of the baby, whatever worked out, to a going to potter from the cobra. And that's a lot of the big truth about the nature of the animal. It's human in the farm, et cetera. Before the opposite, because by that puppy came up in the Northern University. Time to prepare. Before, all of a sudden, you know, people got surprised sometimes, they weren't prepared, they didn't witness the animal bring until the last minute, etc. So, let's say I sell my animal to a guy with a kidney drama, right? So, that potter from before, or the potter from before, they got food dummy. And they don't know, we're not expecting this for a lot of stuff. And a lot of the new stuff, these things, they say, oh, this is a question shot the daughter. Ginda Samate, usually called Ginda Samate, where Toso says that the Kenyan Jarabon doesn't count on the Doraisa level, and the reason it says the Kenyan Jarabon does count on the Doraisa level, which is an Elisvah you might recall. This seems to be a Machlokas
where Tosos would say, what the stone of Tosos Shita seems to be, you could get out of it if you are very clever. But the stone, a kick to Rabbanon, lo mahani, enyan, din, raisa. Or there has to be a Kenyan dip of Isa. I just want to point out, well, then the approach was very confused by the Shah Hamad tears his hair out, trying to figure out a shot of the rock. But or so you. I don't mean you need to go to the Shah Melech, meaning. And you read the so you say something doesn't keep well here. And then if you want to check if you're crazy or not, you look in the footnotes. And it says, oh, the Shah HaMelech has the stira in the Rashba. Right? And keep in mind, once upon a time, Shah HaMelech was famous. Everyone knew everything Shah HaMelech said. Not sure about nowadays. Once upon a time, the other quote, the Shah HaMelech. The one the Rashba say here. If you look at the Rashba in Erosugya, he says two things. What does Rashba say? Hey, lachem moros alorim stuberhem meister sheni. May hachem Rashba start the Rashba. If not on it plays the chia mida oresa afilo bimbamon. For him, it seems like the kachem mizuchem mida oresa. Even in money. Dimlokein ain't put mishalala. Because if the kachem didn't have the chia mida oresa, then the coin, the money, remember giving the money to the shekha? The money wouldn't belong to her. By Elohim also crushed. Then it's the father's right to Shani. It's the father's money to have that promise. It must be the coin that's turning me down. That's the only way to get out of promise. That's kind of like Tosos. Tosos. It must be the coin that's turning me down. That's the only way to get out of promise. Because if he was working for the money, then he didn't know how to do it. Right, you wouldn't be voting Chomish if she's only covering all the people that we drop out. Well, I'm assuming the father's money and the father's tables. And therefore, clearly, if I say you'd be holding my hero with my money, I'd pay for it. That's what we'd be holding. That seems pretty clear in your song, in my stream. Okay. That's the end of the world. Truth is, it's a little bit the end of the world if you go back to what we learned in Elozman. And after that, you're really going to need to look at that whole paragraph of Shari Yosher. But let's leave that for now. Let's continue reading the Rashba. Elavadai Shemamina, the Zokhu Dvar Torah, Shesh Dasakhers Mach, that must be Dasakhers Mach, which we don't read. Therefore, the Kana Zokhra, Mido Mites, and that's why she'd be Pater from Chomesh. The Ashwala, now we repeat those. Those are the Sam, the Kagisha Mezda, and the Kavan Zakhina. Hang should the Inyat Kavanus goes off the go. Oh, there's one day, and we don't pass this way. And Baba Basra that said I can be zoked something on behalf of a katan because the katan can't acquire himself. Then the proof of katan can't acquire himself. Midoraisa. Here's what those other katan say. So that's a very small katan who doesn't know the difference between a tsur and an egos. But now we can in sudar. What's the case we're using king and sudar? And a katan doesn't have enough das to understand king and sudar. Be now the English in das of the king of the sudar came the kind of the con of the tail. So come in the black was killed and she had yellow almost a put in those. I'm just losing in all the loose. Okay, it's three answers. One would Rav Bachar say, explicitly, katan can't be kohen. In Midoraisa, either it's a very small katan, or it's talking about Kenyan's halifin. The halifin is too hard to understand. Or talking about halifin, when you actually have to trade something, the katan can kohen, but he can't trade because he can't be machne. Okay, that's not our inyan now. Let's continue. Behind that, we're going with sukkah. Remember, we said the sukkah, the wiki, interest, the leva, the inuka. You can make the cutting the afternoon, don't give your rule to a cutter because he can be cold if he can't be mine. My recurrence of Putin dose, that's before he reaches the age of Putin dose, because we'll see later on,
that the age of Pu'utos, what does Pu'utos mean? The Gemara says something between 6 and 10, depending on how smart they are. It must be before he reaches the age of Pu'utos. Pu'utos, they made a takana that they can give presents. Well, we have Pu'utos, Matanos, and Matana. Once we say he's a Pu'utos, meet our bond, he can give a present. Okay, so it must be the Lord of age of Pu'utos, but Inam, she's the oven fire, so Inam, Pachapas, or he has a father, and Pachapas, so the takana Pu'utos doesn't apply. Does aim at us, Matana, can I mean a Mixuba, Shulikar, and Sisa, Isha, etc. What did the Rashba say here? Is it a problem to give my Lulav to a Katan? When he's below Pu'utos. But if the Katan is at Pu'utos, he can give the Lulav back. Hold on. If he's at Pu'utos, he can only give my Halami Garbon. And yet, that's good enough to make it my Lulav and a Mursi. What does that imply? That it's a Katan of Rashba, of Pu'utos, counts for Jinnah, it's a Lulav. Then is the Tira of the Shar HaMelech. What does the Rashba say? He said, Al-Halulav, right? Nahani, Le'enyan, Din, Shalachem. It works. That's the steer of the Rashba. The deal is that if the Kabbalah is only one running Garbon, it wouldn't capture you from Kohen. The only thing Garbon that changed the speed of the saw. The other thing says the Kabbalah is Pu'uto, and gave you Lulav. That would not be guilty of Lulav on the first day. Remember, you only look out on the first day. The first day is all right. That would not be guilty of Lulav on the first day. Because apparently the king of Garbon and Pu'uto was not on Matana. Count for the Yosef Lulav Midoraisa. The famous theory of the which side of the appeal to the one to go on, are not upset, I don't have an answer. So, what are the two ways to answer this? One is the Charmel plus Charmel thing. I don't accept the Prechadosh's work, but not the Prechadosh trying to answer the Bachba. The Prechadosh didn't have a copy of the Rashba, but he had a Gemara with the Ron in the back. And the Ran in Sukkah says the same as the Rashba about Lulav, which would equally apply to the Rashba, which is the exact same thing. So he said, well, according to the Prechadosh, what the? I don't like the Prechadosh, says the Sharmav, and therefore the Shalomel now says in Kane, Pimash Gasafi, Nimsu Dibber Rashba Sulser, the Rashba Sulser himself, Nimsu never comes to God, and must say the Prechadosh, the Kavanasa, the Dochav, and to Dochav, the Tsarpian, leaves with Tsarpian. What does the Prechadosh say? The Rechadosh says, we read the Rashba too strongly. We misread the Rashba. Says the Rashba never said it from this corner anymore. So a minute. That was fake news. The Rashba says this is fake news. What the Rechadosh says, this is fake news. The Rashba never said it. The Rashba is just a post from there. Why? The says the Rechadosh, you have to read the Rashba carefully. The Rashba did not say that a Kenyan Darabanan on the Lulav. I mean, that's correct. What did the Rashba say? That case in Sukkah, not even his Pu'utos. Then he got a Kenyan Darabanan, and that would work. He said the Kenyan Darabanan works. The Rashba never actually finished the sentence. It works to be Yodhi, the Lord of Lulav, for mystical purposes. He just said it would work. Says the Rechadosh, the Rashba didn't mean it would work for mystical purposes. He just means it would work for the Kenyan Malach, who has the right to. And again, there are a lot of other useful things you want to do with this. I can deal with the mitzvah. He said, what if we were to say, Kata Miknakani? Akmuni lo makta. The Kata is not makta. It says the Rashba. He wouldn't be makta. Of course, he wouldn't have to be makta. You know, that is the proper reading of the Rashba. What does the Prechadosh say? Says the Prechadosh. The Kenyan is how parts not fully. That's what I meant. That can't be the root of the root of the Kenyan because it's not fully. I don't agree with that, but you understand the Prechadosh test. Okay,
Let's say better.
We don't really have space for this.
But what does the Rechadosh say? Says the Rechadosh. No, Rashba says, I never said it helps for Shalachem. Never said it helps the Yitzhak Mitzvah. He just said it would work. He just said it would work. And that's against the language of the Gemara that says no mockery. He doesn't mean it would work in the context of the Tetra Code. You understand what Shari Melchor put the questions on. But you know the choice, you know the choice. The Shari Melchor came and gave a very, very brilliant answer to this theorem in the Rashba. What did the Shari Melchor say? The, my last say over Shari Melchor. I know, that's why I'm asking you for permission. And he's not controversial anywhere, but if you're among people's Latin name is Salvation, because there's a blister in the sun that Calvary's can't look.
Anything from Shiva.
Okay, but we're not such briskers.
We're not from more basis.
On the judge or felony for his bar, isn't he? he heard Columbus and he didn't like it. It was the exact same thing as Brisk Columbus. Okay.
He does actually belong to Rishon Scott. He was a Rishon of YU, briefly. Maybe he was in Europe, then he came to where he went back to Europe. Well,
he was Rishon of YU. That was before the Rose Times, though. He had no say in the matter. I don't know what the door of Polish bar. We need to read part of this program. I wonder what the Rose Foundation thought about that. In any case, they were interesting. What did someone tell me the other day? They were fucking Bayan Rishimon to come be Rosh Hashiva of Mirkas Arab in Eretz Yisrael. And then it didn't work out. That would be even more interesting than what you. The what does Shari Yosher say? Getting back to our subject.
Shari Yosher says, maybe there's none. Maybe it depends. Now, again, if you go back to what we said in Elul's letter, you check your notes, you'll see there's a fundamental theorem here. And you'll see that that fundamental theorem is not the Shiva's fault. If they're with the bat, anyway, you see the fundamental theorem, and if you read the whole character of Rishon, you'll see how he answers it. I'm looking at the sheet of the Bible. So look at page 6 in Kuda. He says, there's a fundamental difference between these two. There's a fundamental difference between these two people. One is the company is acquiring money from the father. That's the case of the father. They come from acquiring money from the father. I mean, it's going from the daughter to the company. And that's if it would be drawn, the rest of it would work. Here it's going from a company to a daughter. The company even got a little bit. Sounds like it would work, but the result of he just made it would be massive, but not that would help for giving love. So, as we show up, go back to that hero we had in Devil's Mind. Hefker Besden Hefker, he said, how does Hefker Besden Hefker work? Hefker Besden Hefker means put it in the new guy's results. So, we drop that, they take it out of the first guy, and let the new guy, let the standing guy talk. Very cautious that for Shimon, Hefker Bez and Hefker means, at least in this context,
as the speaker of the Rafa here, he has to say there's different types of Hefker Bez and Hefker.
Hefker Bez and Hefker means they take it out of one guy's results, and then the second guy acquired it, and then he says very cautious. In a case where double students were caught on, even if they're abundant, yes, the Kotlin take it, the Kotlin cannot take it because he doesn't have dust and he can't get a Kenyan dog like that. Let's say the Kotlin thinks from Hefker. That's only the right shoulder, it's not a kid of the rice. When the company gives it to a couple, as long as it's not taken away from the cotton, the
God will require an heifer to be done by son. And then what's that? It says, Rav Shimon, Rav Shimon says, the Shari Yoter, he said, because Katan ain't was so in a heifer, either a son. Katan is not so good in a heifer, says Rav Shimon, the Shari Yoter. Because I don't know if so men have earth, men have color. Right? That's what she was saying. That the people who are going to go to a cover and go in a bone to a cover on, that's not going to help her get it on my side. Because the cover never had a way to look at it. So the cover cannot part something unless there's a run to let it. If you know you don't do the doctor, not living out, then the company can't require it, but he hasn't acquired any times. However, if they don't recover from the other one, the home left and don't pay it, then they go, hey, he can solve the problem, he can go. The goal is not to go to the home, he doesn't need permission of the company, they give permission. The company is not to solve on the home, so if another work, you don't start a Hector better than Hector, but also not to make it work, because he doesn't have that, he solve on his benefit of Shimon's Yisho of the spirit in the front, where I think, at least in this, Rajpa seems to be the correct ethos. Whether Kenny Garbani is coming to the rice is dependent. If it's being held by a double, then it's being held by a double, then it works for the rice purposes. Keep holding it, and there's no one in his opinion. So we call that being something. But also, you were thinking out, the God will give you the money to a company. If the company can't be calling you the money, then he would have to an every he's not calling you the money. He just doesn't know how to become.
Is there a day that
This Rosh does not explicitly about Zolkama. This Rosh does not explicitly about Zolkama here. This line of the Rosh about the company carrying the money. He's not yet discussing that fair or not. He's clear. One thing is that exactly what I want to say. So, curiously, Dr. Hirsch Matin must be the right thing. The whole Risa, it wouldn't work. It's not what they call a counterfactual. But the plot is called a counterfactual. But he said that, really, if Dr. Hirsch Matin was not the right Risa, it wouldn't work. So, it's true that Dr. Hirsch Matin is the right Risa. It's the right Risa. It'll be bigger than it makes it easier to say, can this happen as well?
Rabbanim are actually canceling the ownership of one, and they are also transferring to the other party.
I think that's a little bit danger. I think it's exactly what we're saying here. That they're canceling the ownership of one, transfer to the other party. I think it's what I'm saying. Anyone with a good memory will know that Rabbanim said that, which is a secret of this Shimon. But you can look at Shimon and see how he deals with this.
Just to clarify, the student told me that when you say Hefka, Mason, Hefka, they move it into this kind of prong three phase where it's Dip and Hefka, and then adult comes in and is the thing. So we bring the case that fits with what we're going to have here as well.
Exactly. Okay, fine. And you go to chapter four. Okay, now the last thing we have to discuss is just now that we've gotten down at the soul of the machlokes between the Hefka. And how much this intuition involves, we understand. We have to figure out how this fits into the case of the Peter Meister Shemi. We've got a few mysteries about the Peter Meister Shemi. What are these few mysteries about the case of Pidyon Meister Shemi? I would say there are two main mysteries, which may or may not tie into each other. One is, forget about Zohar Lachirim.
How does the katan do pidyon? Katan can't do pidyon. Right? We know from shots so how does the pidyon? And the where is the zocher la'achirah? Stupid involves, give me a second, I understand the zocher la'achirah. I give the box of matzah to my Amma Ibriya, and then I say, part of this on behalf of all the remnants of this moment. In this case, who's going to build a repair? Let me remember. I'm giving money to my Amma Ibriya to own herself. That's Zohar Atma. She is taking with money and being told that the Meister Shengi. And being told the Meister Shengi. That's the Meister Shengi. That's not something for anyone. Where's the case of Zohar Lafira? So that is, and could, yes?
I just want to ask, does anyone speak? Do we see this anywhere else in stuff that we talk about? How do you get away with murder? Like, it's a very interesting way of talking. Like, how do you
do a halama?
Yes.
That is very, very fascinating. That's a big topic. You know, is Harama a good thing? Is Harama a bad thing? Is Harama, you know,
the gentleman doesn't come out and say, how do you tax evasion? There's lots of people find ways to cut the rug.
That's an amazing question, which is how come in very, very Hints on Marina, by the way, this is not the only Mishnah of Hints on Marina and Shas, is it?
Right?
Maybe it's maybe there is okay. There is a what? Tamura, that's why it was right. Where there's definitely a myth that's someplace around there. Yeah, the parak in Tamura, right? There is a parak in Tamura, the whole fifth parak of Tamura starts Kaysen Marim and all before. That's my problem, I was looking before. And I forgot it was in Tamura. So I'm not going to answer that question now. How come sometimes Haroma seems to be approved by Chazal and sometimes it's not approved by Chazal? Is a great question, and I'm not sure what the answer is. Okay, sorry for you.
A logical in the encyclopedia told me this
one. Under Haroma, okay. Yeah. Let's just go back. We got the board, right? Let's go back to our case. Let's go back to, first of all, how does this Shipcha Kanan, how does this Amar Ria rather, how are you Koder Meister Shini if you are a Katan? How can a Katan do Pidyon for anything? But I'm not talking about Zonka. It's not Zonka, it's Pidyon. Pidyon is his own Katan. How does a Katan do Pidyon? So, how does a Katan do Pidyon? Who answers that question first? Also, right? How can it's actually a katana do pidyon? What does Tosfot answer?
Onus nedarim.
Onus nedarim. What is onus nedarim? It's actually a little controversial. The very Machlokes Rambam, but let's take Pashukat. Onus nedarim is a year before Bar Bat Mitzvah, when you are 11 for a girl. A girl's 11, a boy's 12. And we have a special din we darshan the Torah, mitzvah son of that even a 11 or 12 year old kana or katan her midarim count midarim. And the machlokes tanan Rav Yossi says that truma is similar to nidarim. How is truma similar to nidarim? It is also something you pledge. And we know you can have a taras nedarim, you can do she'ela ha'tara and truma similar. So Rav Yossi says, just like an onet nedarim can make a neder and that counts midoraisa. Likewise, can be mafresh truma and that counts midoraisa. It's actually not focus. And shafa the mofa tamaklish doraisa upon unlike the summit doraisa. That seems to be the way we paskin, seems to be. So Pope says, but only if the dorim, according to you see, you can take truma. This says in Torah, my mahan fiyas kata, eim maist kata klum, or towards kata my kata she'inu poda maist or she'ini, it's an anami chamishu li trom, or kata chaminayu, et cetera, et cetera. The Yishlom is asking my dorim, instead of truma, the yilom is the dorim, to shame she'inu, and kata was in truma. I think it's Rabbi Yossi there in truma. Shame she'inu, call shame truma, I'll pay him a mystery, tell him, he'll have a kata maist or she'inu, yadu. And the fourth assumption, A, is from Yossi, who said the cotton can take sure it's a maestro, if they're on a gadarin, and B, if you can make sure a maestro, you can also be told that maestro goes together. Okay? So that's, again, based on two assumptions, Tosfos, and many other Rishonim called Tosfos, on a maestro, not a maestro, on a gadarin. Utashita Rabbi Yossi, they're adding one thing. All Rabbi Yossi says that they can give Truma. All people that might serve. When it comes to things that you are pledging, they're considered a gadol. The Rashba has a second day here. The Rashba has 2 days about this. Says the Rashba's birthday is like Tosfos. Oh, many of you should have called Tosfos. Yeshlom, the Hakamai, we call it Shigil, and the Dharm, Ukrab Yossi, Sha'amar, Shetrumas, the Truma. When do is the Taurus Khan? So you can't let the port on the Sadarim. Inami, Pacha Bakal Katon, Upidyon Shiny, the Kaven Shapovin Shav Bashabin Sark Dathkal Kakumal of Russia Chuma U Mathros. He has a bigger finish. Says the Rafa in his second day. He says, nope, even a katon who's too little. There's probably have to be some age. He doesn't say what age. Who's too little takes your Mr. Maestro, or even if you call like Rabbi Yossi, Kid your Maestro Shani is easier than Kinyonim and True Mr. Maestros. What does he say? He says, Afinilu Katan Mamish Yachol Lithos the Pidyon Eino Sorry Bizat Kimo. Afrosha Trumas to Maestro, Kavan, the Machlet, Shabbat, Bish, Shabbat. Trumas to Maestro, he's giving away property. You can't give away property without that. Well, that's, he might say he's giving away property. So, dollar for dollar, check for check out. Therefore, you don't need so much dot. It's not really, you know, you don't need to understand losing money and have the ability to make yourself losing money. And therefore, you don't need dot. That's a big finish the roster. Pidyon is not a host that needs dot. Now, just to be fair, you have to probably add one thing, meaning that he thinks Bill's about saying, what if the katan goes to Chaim and says, I'm going to buy your horse? Shove it, shove it. Did that work? Mm-hmm. Clearly not. Right? Mm-hmm. Clearly not. Okay. What we do with that, there's a big machlokas, whether Meister Shemi is Mamon Gavoa or Mamon Hedjo, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Does Meister Shemi belong to me, or does it belong to Hashem Ilu Hektish? And Rabbi Chaim holds that really they both agree that it belongs to me. They just argue about how strict the Kedusha is. I think the Rav has to say, of course, a cousin doesn't have dot to buy and sell and trade shove it shove it in business. Is that really giving away things and receiving things and changing ownership? When it comes to being a Meister Shani, you're not really changing ownership in being a Meister Shani, the Rav would say. How to change your ownership? Just a changing Kedusha. If you're just changing Kedusha, really can't go with this. It's Kenyan, that's the thing. It's Kenyan much. It's just changing conditions. It's not even like Hektish. Why can't the cousin be called a Hektish? Hektish, that's where he got it. Hektish doesn't want to mean I'm buying and selling. Over here, really, I don't think he thinks the cousin be called a Hektish. No, that's pretty Kenyan. Over here, it's not Kenyan. Who wants the same person? It's just a matter of transfer fiducia. And you know, when you start the thing, you end the thing, and double doing such a difference, that's what our commitment. Therefore, it is easier. That's a big critic of the Rafa. That when we say, what is Tosfos start with? First of all, he's against the Taurus Kohanim. Taurus Kohanim says, a katan is not poda. Meister Shani. Okay, he could say that we don't hold like the Taurus Kohanim. The Bavli doesn't hold like any Taurus Kohanim, or I don't know. I haven't checked up the gear Tosfos and Taurus Kohanim. But basically, Tosfos starts a mice cut and clone. The assumption is a cousin can't do anything unless you can prove that he does. The Rashi says, no, the assumption is there are certain things a cousin can't do. A cousin can do something unless you prove he can't.
Okay, they lose money. A cousin can't do. To do real money, he can't do. But just to exchange to do, that's not what a cousin can do.
Let me take Rashi as well. Show him shalom.
I'm not sure. What does Rashi say? They are chirim to this mysheni. So called shana. However, they do rely on the sustenance of the balavayif. Mishalahem shalosh. Him chosim knows below. And whatever they have is like hidden because they give it back to him. Now, I admit, Rashi is a funny look of here. Shalahem shalosh. Whatever there is his, because they go and give it back to him. Isn't that what they have is his, or that they give it back to him? The simple shot is that it's not a rule that whatever they have is his, because that's what we're talking about. But what they have is theirs. He just means that it's as good as his, because for sure they can give it back to him because they eat my food.
In between,
he's not dealing with like buying for my thing, he's dealing between them and the fall of ice. Give me a second here. Let me just point out that, and with this, we'll have to end and pick up next time. Chaim's asking me what we're up to. We're up to number three, even though there are two number threes, strangely. We're up to number four, correct? The Kedushim Ksav Yad has a fasting formulation, right? What does the Kedushim Ksav Yad here say? Actually, the other question. Where's the Zochel Achirim? Where's the Kavan Zochel Achirim? The Kavan gets the money for herself. And then she told him, I'm Kishani. Where are Achirim involved here? So say the Kedushim Ksav Yad, he does Yachid. When I give my Amar Riyah money as a matana to redeem my Kishani. The Kavan is Zochel the money for others. Why? This is the Shidiz Yachid. No, the Rishi says, Dochbul Gavoa. The Ktana is Zocha the money for Gavoa. The Shame Pidyon Meister Shemi, for Pidyon Meister Shemi. Meaning, when I give the money to this Amar Briah, everyone else thought it meant I give the money to Amar Briah, and then she's Poser Meister Shemi. Here's the thing, she's Zocha on behalf of Gavoa. Now, maybe I don't properly understand exactly what he's saying here, but it sounds like, and the way Rav Chaim Kanievsky understands him in the Derech Emunah is that Dahainu she's zochen miyad hamaos avor meitzer sheni v'zehu ha'chilul. She's zochen miyad avor meitzer sheni v'zehu ha'chilul. And then he quotes the Ritva Hachadoshos Kotsha, the Fazbulah of the Maishani Mammon Gahu, Bahavli Shem Halal Kilim Otir Mirshuto, the Zohra Avor Ha Meister Shani. Meaning, what does he mean to me? That when I give her the money, I'm not giving the money to be Zohra for herself and then to be put her Meister Shani. I'm doing one thing. One of the Halach Mot Halalu, David Hem Meister Shani, and one of the say here, be Zohra this money for Meister Shani, and that would be the pidyon. Maybe why does he have this strange formulation? If he's being built for the money for Meister Shani, maybe trying to solve our problem. How is she doing the pidyon? Is she the katana? The answer is she's not doing the pidyon. I, the adult, is doing the pidyon. I'm doing the pidyon by giving her the money to be zoka avor Meister Shani. So I am giving her the money, but I'm giving her the money for my Shani. So I'm giving the money to my Shani. If I give the money to my Shani, then I'm doing the video. My dad is on the video. That is the big cool at El Kosh. Even though I am giving her the money for my Shani, but still, since I'm giving her the money for my Shani, so that it should be her my Shani and not my Shani, therefore, that's absorbed from Fulet, even though I'm doing it. But since I'm doing it, keep in mind, even my Tertaini belongs to something. No matter what you say about my Tertaini, Mama Hejo, Mama Gavoa, if this guy's Mafra's my Tertaini for his prop, I can't come and take it and say it's not yours. It's really his my Tertaini in some practical sense. So I figure out that what the adult's doing here, the adult doing, he says, I'm giving you this money, bizarre, this money for my Tertaini, and then you'll get the produce. Okay. If she gets the produce, you'll get my piece of produce.
Of course, that's on the back of exaggerating part of Rukho. But I think what he's trying to think in his book is very unclear. And you can look, if you want to look at Chaim Kanievsky, it's in the on the Rambam, Meister Sheni Perhe Lachatek. He has the whole, he's the only apple that deals with conditioning Tav Yad. I guess the apple is nowadays. Talk about the conditioning Tav Yad. But nearly that the conditioning Tav Yad is unsatisfied with either of these answers. I think that's what he means. He didn't think too much. But I think when he starts, what do you think? She's Dorka, and no one else says this in the world. Everyone says that, oh, she's helping him. That's Zochala. Everyone says Zochala Kerem, she's helping him. No one says she's Dorka Gola. No, he says that the Adon, right, the Godol, is no thing Maos Lichana, Livkos Bahen, Avor Gabon. Then you say put them two together, then who's really whose das is driving the pinion here is the Godol's das. He's doing the pinion and the kinion at the same time.
Why didn't go with Shalia?
What?
Why didn't she get a din of being a Shalia?
Because she's not a Shalia. Basically, what I'm claiming is now again, there's gonna be a Kiddush Nova Komesh that somehow, even if I'm being told in my own meister, but I'm doing it on someone else's cheshbon, that it should go to someone else, that's Potter for Meister. That's an assumption. But that's crazy. But the Godol is. The Godol is making the pinyon. And not the Kana. And maybe he thought, maybe he's bothering my children, especially trying to kill two the one stone. Number one, where's the Zohar here? It's all Zohar Asma. What does it have to do with Shmuel and Rossi? Number two, how can the cousin be paid young? A might be cousin's and the answer is killed the first one. So, in a totally different way than every other region in the world will look at this. It's not that it's a two step process, it's a one step process. Right? That's the basic finish. The finish is it is a one step process. If you want to make that finish, then you put the word one stone and it works out, and that can be an alternative to the process. We have a few minutes left just to tie up. What the other Rishonim say about where is the Chiyolachi were here, and I think that's going to be revelatory on a more fundamental level, but that will also wait for next time, so I'll take the question after I let everyone go, just because, you know, we're bordering on violation of the Eighth Amendment. So we'll pick up on the Meir Tzachem. Next time, we'll just finish, this Inyan, and we will continue, basically, our assignment for the next year is until the Mishnah. There's a lot going on until the Mishnah. If you want to know where to start with, I started writing the chorus, but I didn't get a chance to finish them. Until the Mishnah with Rashi and Tosfos, look in the back of the Gemara on that Memra of Rava on the next Gemara at the Rif and the Rife on the Rif and the Balamor on the Rif and the Lachamas on the Rif, whether the Tosfos written Rashi on the Gemara. Basically, said go until the Mishnah with Rashi, Tosfos, Rif. Righted Balamor and Lachamas on the Rift, the written the Rashba on the Gemara. The Balamor and Yvamas, Dap Kokret, 108. And the Rambam and the Righted, and Isha's Bal of Zion, Girithin, Yudal of Zion. Okay, if anyone forgets that about that and needs to sort of say the name of his company, and I'll send it out later with a few, in a fuller version. Okay, whoever wants to ask questions can ask questions as well.